From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Chipotle Mexican Grill joins the ranks of Arby's and Taco Bell as fast food restaurant chains abstaining from alternative proteins, for now. According to AgWeb.com, CEO Brian Nicole says Chipotle's commitment to simple food created from just 51 ingredients will not feature alternative proteins they consider too processed for its customers. Nicole says, unfortunately, it would not fit with our food with integrity principles because of the processing. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is applauding the Department of Labor and Guatemala on the signing of an agreement to improve H-2A visa program operations. Perdue says this move will allow for greater cooperation and will safeguard against disturbances in the H-2A visa program by protecting workers from illegal recruitment activity, providing our farmers with a stable legal workforce. He added the signing of this agreement further solidifies our partnership and engagement with our neighbors and commitment to solving the humanitarian crisis at our southern border. U.S. Dairy Export Council President Tom Vilsack is urging Congress to swiftly ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Testifying before the Senate Finance Committee, Vilsack said NAFTA paid tremendous dividends to America's dairy industry by creating our top export market in Mexico, and USMCA makes key improvements, such as new Canadian dairy market access and other upgrades. According to MilkBusiness.com, all told, USMCA will provide a $314 million a year boost to the dairy industry. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.